As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Third and 16. Mahomes rolling out. Looking. Firing. Intercepted.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Touchdown.
Happy birthday, Cooper.
Touchdown. Devontae Smith, 46 yards.
The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59.
How good does this feel knowing that you beat the Chiefs who beat you 2 years ago?
Yeah, all glory to God.
It can't be about me. It has to be about we.
You can't be great without the greatness of others.
Today's guest, Fox Sports NFL analyst Mark Schlereth. Complete Super Bowl 59 recap, your phone calls, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. We just said goodbye to Mark Schlereth. We'll say hello to you again at 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. So much to discuss from last night's absolute stunning Super Bowl 59 Philadelphia Eagles beatdown of the Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, it's a tough pill for a lot of people out there to swallow. And I know that a spoonful of sugar is helping the medicine go down for T.J. Jefferson having to sit through a 3-hour show talking about the greatness of the Philadelphia Eagles. And Giants fans out there, too. You know, Giants fans out there, too.
I would say Giants fans far
more. No doubt. No. There's no question about it.
There's no doubt.
Because Dallas Cowboys fans were having a tough time watching what's going on around here with the Eagles. Having Kellen Moore come up with the play calling and figure out in a week five bye, a team that starts 2-2, what we're going to do from here. And Brady talked about it on the broadcast. We're going to throw a lot of these passing concepts out. Let's add more running concepts to help open up the passing game. And then they only lose one more game the rest of the season. That might be a difficult pill to swallow. But Kellen Moore came out here to Los Angeles first and didn't work out with the Chargers either. He just needed to find the right mix, and he did. And congratulations to him. But, not the same as having the face of your franchise walk out the building and go down the turnpike and do what Saquon Barkley did, because that was the conversation as we were watching it all play out in real time. And then we watched it all play out in rewind on Hard Knocks. And then the whole conversation in the non-playing season leading up to this playing season is, what would it look like with Saquon Barkley behind the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line and in the Philadelphia Eagles offense, where he doesn't have to be the man? All he needs to be is just additive and supercharge whatever was going on around there. And then he wound up being the man anyway. Okay. Hey, no pressure, Saquon. You're added to this mix with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. You're now additive, not the only option. You're now behind an offensive line that will protect your quarterback, but blow open the holes for you and just be yourself. And what he was himself and still the man, because that's who he is. And, you know, we're like, how good can he be? Well, we got the answer. How good can he be? 2,000-yard rusher. Okay. First 2,000-yard rusher to then go on to win the Super Bowl since Terrell Davis. Whose most rushing yards in a season, including playoffs record, he broke with 2,504 yards. And also, whose most scrimmage yards in a season, including playoffs record, he broke as well. That Terrell Davis. He finished third place all time behind John Riggins and Terrell Davis with 499 yards rushing in a playoffs. That's third most all time there. He became the first rushing leader to win a Super Bowl in the same season in which he led the league in rushing since Terrell Davis in 98. The only other human being to have done it once. He did it three times. His name is Emmitt Smith. That's who Saquon is now in the neighborhood of. Not wondering, well, will he stay healthy? I mean, every Giant fan thought if he goes to Philadelphia, it would be just like the usual drill. You know, sometimes he wouldn't be able to answer the bell because he gets nicked up here, he gets nicked up there, and he's got to miss a couple of games, and the Eagles will have to survive without him, and they're going to be the ones dragging him to the finish line. No, as a matter of fact, what Saquon was doing was turbocharging this team from Brazil to New Orleans and a bunch of stops in between Los Angeles. You could make the case the team that came closest to beating the Eagles were the Rams.
Yeah.
In retrospect, what they did to the Chiefs, the Eagles did, and what the Eagles did to the Commanders, and what they did to the Packers when they saw them again. Rams came awful close to ending this thing, and Saquon torched the Rams. Without Saquon, they don't get past the Rams. They don't. But in the regular season, they got past the Rams because of Saquon, and that was getting them clicking when they were just like, okay, we're not just as good as what the Chiefs are doing in the AFC. We're better. We're going to go torch the Rams in Los Angeles. Then we're going to go to the bank and beat the Ravens there. And Saquon was the one leading the way the entire time. He was the most consistent of them all. When A.J. Brown is reading books or he's the one after games saying, we've got a passing problem. And everyone's wondering, what's going on with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown? And Nick Sirianni is saying, we're all cool. Who is the one who you could look to as the beacon of consistency and excellence the entire time? The guy on the screen, Saquon Barkley. So what can Saquon do in his first season with the Philadelphia Eagles? The answer is that. All of that.
Yeah, TJ, he ended up finishing with 2,857 total yards this year.
Insane.
That's stupid.
Insane. And with a smile on his face the entire time, and a guy is running out there on the field when his teammates are doing well, or a guy is running it down to the 1 yard line and watching his quarterback get tush-pushed in the end zone, maybe costing him an MVP if he had 20 touchdowns. He might have beaten out Josh Allen for that award, or certainly Lamar for second place. If the vote's held now, he wins it. But it's a regular season award. I get it. In the regular season, he was outstanding. Howie Roseman, kudos to you, sir, for saying, you know what we're going to do? Spend the money the Giants didn't. And look what we're going to do with him. And he is just as righteous as they come and as humble as they come, the perfect face of a franchise, holding his children in the glow of winning the Super Bowl last night, talking about seeing the Lombardi Trophy for the first time.
What did that Lombardi Trophy look like?
Man, oh man. She looked prettier in person, I tell you that. You know, you think about it, it's better in person than it is in Madden, I tell you that, playing as a kid. But it's everything you dream of, and I'm just happy to be able to, you know, hold it, give it a kiss, and, you know, be world champs.
Saquon, what does it mean to have set the all-time rushing record for a single season, regular season, postseason?
It's cool, to be honest. the most important thing was winning the Super Bowl, because if we didn't win today, all those accolades and all those yards wouldn't mean anything, to be honest. So it's cool. You know, I don't want to downplay it because I couldn't do it without the boys up front, and I know how much that means to them. For me, I'm thankful. Couldn't do it without God, but I like that Lombardi Trophy a little bit more.
And I, part of me doesn't want to talk about Saquon too much because I don't want you all to get fatigued of him. Because I think you might get Saquon fatigue shortly. If he wants to put himself out there, there are sponsors galore that would love to get into business with him. Yeah, he is as perfect can be. Excellent, humble, good human, great human. Walter Payton Man of the Year candidate type of stuff. Damn near a 3,000-yard from scrimmage player.
Wow.
You're wondering, what will he do behind the Eagles' offensive line? What can he do for an Eagles team? What will he be able to do in his new spot? And he did what Tom Brady did and go down the road to a new spot and show that the grass can be greener in the first opportunity in year. One of the greatest rushing seasons ever. It is in that category. And in terms of what he did for his team throughout the crucible of a playing season, invaluable, most valuable. That's what happened. And this is what needs to be swallowed with that spoonful of sugar in East Rutherford, New Jersey right now. This is what happened. And this is why you don't let your star player walk out of the building. I'm sorry to say. And I know I keep bringing this thing back, and it pisses maybe Giants fans off and what have you. But
we're going to be talking about that for a long time.
How about this?
Maybe ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Forever. This is what the stuff that things are made of.
Changes legacies.
Dreams are made of.
Yeah.
Football seasons and legacies are made of. If Saquon gets a bust one day in a jacket, we'll talk about this season and the decision of what the Giants made back in the day.
No doubt.
And there will be Giants fans there to celebrate his enshrinement. And I'm sure because he's a high-class guy, the Giants will be there. He's not spiking any footballs. He just did it with his play. And he still does it. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. And he's only 27. Right? Is that how old he is? You get this right. He's 28. And one day. It was his birthday yesterday. He just turned 28. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
On his birthday. He was the Super Bowl. And 25 rushes for 2.3 yards per carry. Those were every single one of those were important yards and important carries to balance things out. They stuck to the run. Kudos to the Chiefs to making sure he doesn't bust one on him. But he still had 60 in the air, too. And some of the blocks he made to protect Hurts, throwing himself in the mix.
Complete player.
Complete player. Yeah. Hall of Fame type guy on a path now with a season that absolutely puts him on the track. And that happened because he went down a turnpike and hung a right. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll talk Hurts. We'll talk the Chiefs. We'll talk with you at 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. Do not miss what's still to come here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. Back in a moment. Don't go anywhere. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else, all from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila, your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Let's take some calls here. Let's go to Jason in Arizona. You're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Jason?
Hi there. Hey, guys.
What's up, bud? What's up,
dude? Let me... Yeah, I was just wanted to make a small little comment, little notation, no big deal. But,
hold on a second. All I have to say, Jason, is it's got to be a small little comment now. You boxed yourself in. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be a little notation. It's a big notation, I'm going to just have to hang up on you, okay? Okay, all right. But
by no means.
I know you boxed yourself in, Jason, so go ahead. What do you got?
Yeah, so, some people are, and I'm not a Mahomes fan, but some people are saying, you know, because of this performance,
right,
it kind of rules them out of the debate, you know, for the GOAT thing and everything else. So just wanted to remind people there was a time when Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers got into a big little argument or fight over going for it on fourth down in the NFC Championship game.
Oh, I remember that.
When Tom Brady had thrown his third interception in the fourth quarter of that game.
Right.
And then there's the 28-3. And then there's the 13 points against the Rams. And then there's losing to Seattle. I mean, like, come on. Like, let's just hold our horses a little bit. He didn't close the deal, and I don't think he could have closed the deal. But he didn't close the deal, but he didn't rule himself out on the other hand either. So let's just relax.
Hmm. I hear you, Jason. And by the way, was that a little notation? Was that
a small notation?
No, I think that's medium. But that's okay. We'll let you go. But I appreciate your two cents. Call us back, Jason. I appreciate it. It's Jason in Arizona.
See you, bud.
So his point was what? That Brady used to get all the breaks, too, and then he finally runs out of them? Is that what that was? And just like Mahomes?
I mean, it's just a long season. Let's see what his career looks like.
It wasn't like Mahomes ran out of breaks last night. They just got the breaks beaten off him. It's just that simple.
They were never in it. They were never in it.
Well, I mean, technically it was 0-0.
After that, they were never in it.
Yeah, I know what poor... I kind of know what portion of the show we've just reached. We've just reached it. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. We've reached the portion of the show where it's a welfare check on TJ.
We just got to do it.
Because we've spoken nonstop about the Eagles for an hour, almost an hour and 20 minutes, talking about the greatness of the Eagles. They are just as great as they come. And are you okay, TJ?
I mean, you keep saying
this. No, I know you're trying to be cool about it.
I was curled up in a ball last night.
No, I understand that. No, but this is...
I was chilling. Look, okay, man, here's what happens. I don't like them.
Yeah.
I don't like you.
Yeah.
I don't like your fans.
Oh, boy.
I hate the fact that you won.
Okay.
But I can sit here and go and echo Mark Schlereth. Like, they went out and stomped a mud hole in the Chiefs last night. They whipped ass. And you know what? As a football fan, you got to look at that and just admire it. Look, that's a great run. The organization is run fantastically.
But so you're able to do that. You're able to do that. And that just shows why you are who you are, TJ.
Well, especially I have to be a little unbiased, or else you'll kick me off the chair.
I would never kick you out of the chair. I just want you to be you. And that's why I always love those who come on this show or are on this show to be themselves. And because then you're just sitting there, say, doing a pregame show in New Orleans in the middle of the pregame show, 7.5 hours on NFL Network. Your phone buzzes. You look down, you look at and you see your text from a buddy. Here's one of the texts I get from Carl Anthony Towns. TJ better play to all the gods today. Right in the middle of NFL game day morning. You get seen at 11 in the morning. Okay. And then during the game, he needs more gods.
I only got one, man.
So to join us right now, live on the Rich Eisen Show, none other than Carl Anthony Towns, everybody.
TJ! What happened?
I got to be honest with you, dog. You've made this entire football system this season an annoyance for me, okay? With the flowers and the mariachi and the balloons. I mean, what did I do to deserve all this, dog? I mean, I didn't do nothing, you know?
I tried to tell you before the season started what was going to happen. You looked at me crazy. You talked about your Cowboys.
I did.
I talked about my Eagles.
You did.
My Eagles got the last laugh. I think I kept it pretty simple.
Congratulations to you. Your team won. You guys did your thing.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, it hurts him to say that.
He's dying.
I would have rather all the money that you spent on flowers and mariachi and balloons, you could have just direct deposited into my own account.
Because
I need a new car. Better than that, man. Look, fair play. You did a great job on the trolling. I got to admit, it was next level, and your team won. I got nothing to say, but good on you.
It was a great day for us Eagles fans. And for me as a fan, it was great to have my haters have a bad day. It was really, that was a double win yesterday.
TJ, if you need a new ride and you want to ask an all-star, top-of-the-line athlete for a new car, ask it for Jalen Hurts. He won one last night.
That's true.
Hey, DJ, the truth hurts, man. Number one is that guy. He is that guy.
Look, man, I got nothing to say, literally. I got nothing to say. My team is, I don't even know where we're at right now, Kat. So, like I said, congrats. Ugh, this hurts.
Rick, you heard that?
I did hear that.
Oh, man.
He's broken.
We got the NFL. We got people in shambles right now. Look at this. We got the sticks. We got the balloons, flowers. I would get more flowers for you for this win, but they told me they ran out of flowers dealing with you. I tried to get more flowers. They ran out of flowers. How is that possible?
Look, man, I wasn't on the field. I didn't make a tackle. Didn't drop a ball.
Oh, look at Mariachi.
Oh, shout out to the Mariachi band, man.
The Mariachi band wore Dallas. Dallas colors though, Kat, to come and play. That was a nice touch to have them dressed in the blue.
You know, I like my trolling to have thought. And I think that the thought, you know, it's great when you have someone like TJ where you can put some thought in and he'll be appreciative of the absolute trolling I like to accomplish. I don't get many times to be a fan. So TJ, you got to understand, I'm all in on my Eagles.
And you got to understand that 24-0, I'm sitting there at my boy's crib and I went, ugh. Oh man, I know.
We got Josh Hart with us. We had a watch party. We had Josh Hart. We had campaign. You know, they talking so much trash and the game. And then you know the trash talk level started here real high, and it just went downhill from there real quick. And me and Jalen Brunson was looking at each other like, man, what a day to be an Eagles fan. They didn't make us have to sweat at all for this game.
Dude, you were in a rocking chair from the start, right? I mean, and there wasn't a single – well, I mean, I guess maybe after the first penalty got called against A.J. Brown for offensive pass interference, maybe you're sitting there thinking, okay, you know, here we go.
Here we go again.
Right?
Here we go.
But other than that, though, right, you were just sitting there thinking what the entire time? Watching this,
you know, we've got to talk about the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. So with his greatness and what he's proven already,
right?
Me and JB, but for me, I could speak for myself. I was never comfortable with the game, truthfully, until the third quarter, because you never know what he could make happen. And at halftime, it was great to go into halftime with that kind of momentum, that lead. But man, to see the hate that other fans of other teams had in that room with us go from 100 to negatives. It wasn't even a zero anymore. It was -5 to see how that went. Man, it was, like I said, it was a double win. It was a win for the city of Philly and us Eagles fans, but also it was a win for people who are fans of a team and get to see that the haters of their team have to really shut up and watch greatness happen.
All right, so paint me the picture. So it's a New York Knicks watch, like related watch party, or what was this? Okay.
What are the sides here?
Walk me through this part.
Jalen Brunson, huge Eagles fans. Okay. Josh Hart, as everyone knows, is a big Commanders fan. So he would love to have seen us lose the game. Campaign Steelers fan. So, okay. Wow, what a group. What a group of individuals to have in there.
So at what point did you start trash talking, or Jalen was doing that, or like, or did you feel bad? Like, did it get to the point where it was so obvious?
No, you don't feel bad. You don't feel bad. What do you mean? I didn't feel bad sending the flowers to TJ. I didn't feel bad with sending the mariachi band to TJ. Might add, they sang beautifully. It was one of those things you couldn't really believe what you were seeing. You know Patrick Mahomes, again, the greatness, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, the Chiefs, the dynasty they've had, it's special, and you never know what can happen. But to be in a game like that where you expected it to be a long night with ups and downs, and you just hoping to find yourself on the winning end, and to see at halftime the game was out of hand and the momentum was on our side. And again, we did all of this without Saquon going for 500 yards rushing.
Yeah, I know. Right.
I'm being obviously joking, but it was a night where Saquon did everything he needed to do to help our team win, and our defense was special. 57 yards, I believe, rushing, but also his catching. The one big catch on the right sideline was huge for us.
Yeah, it got you inside the five, and that led to yet more points. So, do you know Saquon? Have you met him? Do you know him?
I have, yeah, of course.
So, okay, I figured. But so, yeah. What's he like? I mean, he's like the guy that we see.
He's a world-class human being, let alone football player, athlete. He's someone special, and to be able to have met him and know him very well is truly an honor to be able to be one of the people to welcome him into Philly when he became an Eagle.
All right. So before I let you go, Carl, I'm trying to figure this out here. So you're too busy to make a parade, I imagine, right? You can't hop off the Nick. Okay, because you got the All-Star game coming up too. Yeah. So you got a lot going on in your life. No parade. So the only way that you could be a fan, there's two ways you can be a fan. One is to answer this question.
Okay.
Repeat. What do you think? We got repeat coming for the Eagles?
I think we have a chance to do it again. I think we have a chance to be special again. It's gonna be a crazy offseason. We have so many talented individuals in our organization, not even just on the team, but the organization, that you don't know what's gonna happen. And Vic Fangio, Kellen Moore. I think Kellen Moore brings a lot of questions up to me, because I just don't know what's gonna happen there.
Right.
But I would like to say that whatever happens, we enjoy the present. I think that's the most important thing. We enjoy the present. We enjoy this win. We enjoy this time.
Yes.
And when next year comes, we'll worry about that process next year. But right now, it's the time to celebrate being Super Bowl champions again.
Yes. And that's the last question for you, Carl Anthony Towns, in terms of what happens next. We don't know around here. What does happen next for this?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen next. But I could tell you right now.
Yes.
There's no parade for TJ.
No, he's right about that. There will be no parade. All I got to say is this. I had that same feeling. It was 1995. I was living in Pittsburgh, and the Cowboys beat the Steelers, and I thought it was the greatest thing on earth. So enjoy it, because you never know if you ever get back to that spot. I haven't. So, yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy it.
I'm in a weird part in the universe where, and timeline, where not only did I get to see the Eagles win their first championship, I now got to see it win it again. And I was remembering just how excited and how amazing it was to be with my mom, to be with my father, watching them win the first Super Bowl in Minneapolis, let alone. And now I get to watch them again in this new part of my life as a fan. And now to get to see them win again, it's a special thing. So, like I said, I want to stay in the present. I want to enjoy this moment. You never know how many more times you get to see the Super Bowl and see your team in the Super Bowl. But like I said, we got months and months later to think about the next one. We just got 12 hours ago. The bottles of champagne is still cold. We still ready to go. Let's still celebrate this one.
That's right. And he's just going high road there, because he could have trolled you to say 1995. the last time you saw your team win the Super Bowl? Year he was born. So there you go. Yeah. Carl Anthony Towns joining us, getting set to go to the All-Star Rich, game.
Why you do that? Why are you going to say the year I was born, oh, we stopped all of TJ's success? Are you saying
no, I'm saying this guy has been at it so long waiting that you were born and you have grown into the grown-ass man that you are, now a two-time champion in your own right as a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles. Have a great time in San Francisco this weekend.
Oh, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
Can't wait to watch you as a an all-star for the fifth time, but the first is a New York Knick. Well-deserved. Yes. Great to see you. You're the best, Kat. Thanks again.
Appreciate y'all.
You got it.
Hey, Kat, you have a day off between Lakers and Clippers games in March, so maybe we get you in here.
Hey, I would love that. Let's try to make it happen.
Let's do it. Carl Anthony Towns.
Nice. That's Kat. Thank you.
I'll see ya.
Yeah, we'll provide the music and the flowers for that one. That's Carl Anthony Towns. The best. Of the best. There he goes.
Oh, man.
God, I love that guy.
Awesome.
I love how he's got you on the brain, man.
I just wish we had more time because I really wanted to find out, Chris, like, what was his team? What was the league's, like, thought process when this Luka trade went down, man? I'm interested to see what the players thought. Because, you know, Kat was another guy who, he got traded.
His trade was pretty stunning as well.
That was pretty stunning at the beginning of this year.
I imagine every player across the league is still like us, still in shock that it actually happened.
Yeah.
Well, especially since Anthony Davis is out for, he had a,
might be out a month.
Brilliant
he had a generational first half.
Right, first half.
Yep.
And then in the middle of the third quarter, re-aggravates what kept him out for a week before the trade.
Such a shame.
And now he might be out for a month, which is exactly why everyone in Dallas is like, why are we trading for this guy?
But for that 2.5 quarters, man, wow.
So I will just say this to all the Mavericks fans out there that are still wigged out and flipped out, and the fact that there's now a problem, you know, with Anthony Davis's availability, and that's the best ability is your availability, right? That in the same way that the narrative that the refs are going to be helping the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, because that's the way that the Chiefs made it to the Super Bowl. And then you saw that first flag thrown, and you're like, uh-oh, here we go again.
Legitimate flag.
The team that had the flag thrown against them wound up winning anyway. Just make the tournament, make sure that Anthony Davis is healthy for the tournament, and then watch it fly.
Good point.
I'm still not going to be sitting here after, well, there we go, Anthony Davis. He finally shows up. He's dominant, and then he's gone. That's what he is. He's dominant, and then he's gone. He's dominant. You don't know when you're going to get him again. He's dominant. You don't know if it's going to be suddenly taken away because an injury is right around the corner. You don't know. So, right?
Pretty much.
But this is still a marathon. Let's just get the Mavericks to the playoffs. And then you'll see the first half play out maybe over an entire postseason. And we'll see what happens then. But did you hear the owner of the Mavs spoke to the Dallas Morning News and said that he's a Mav for life? Luka's still a Mav for life, but we wish him the best in Los Angeles, which is just like, how can you call somebody a player for life, but we still wish him the best where we've sent him to?
Traded him to a different team.
What was that tweet you sent us last night as a group? Somebody was saying Mahomes
struggling. Oh, it was great. Mavs Muse. So there's like Stat Muse. It's just like an automated chat thing. And there's ones for different teams.
Yeah.
It's like Mahomes is playing so bad that the Chiefs should trade him in the middle of the night and then call him fat on the way out the door.
Yeah, because he's struggling in a championship. And Luka is supposed to go tonight, right? Like he's
that
supposed
is
to
the
start
plan.
Tonight.
Yeah, the plan is for him to play tonight.
Right.
So we'll see.
So if this plays to the form of the narrative for Anthony Davis, then Luka will light it up and then start wheezing because he's out of shape, right?
Right.
And then crack open a beer that Rob Pelinka has to take away from him in the hallway after a win. Right? That's it?
I bet Luka has 50 tonight.
Well, I mean, since Luka has arrived, LeBron has done nothing but raise the level of his game. And then when he doesn't play over the weekend, the Lakers still score 40 in the first quarter against Indianapolis. The issue there is Mark Williams is the trade for him got reversed.
Yeah.
Because he failed a physical.
It's crazy.
Even though at the introductory press conference last week, and when after Mark Williams or the press conference that Rob Pelinka was at last week after Mark Williams was acquired, he's like, yeah, we've had him checked out all over the place.
Yeah.
And then now suddenly he doesn't pass his physical. So
the question,
you know,
that we had the night of the Luka trade,
right,
who is going to play center and rim protect and rebound
for
the Lakers?
Don't know.
We still have that question mark now that the deadline has passed. So can they get someone in the buyout?
Right. Did you see the Hornets statement on the fact that Williams is coming back to him?
He's like, welcome back.
They're like, yeah, like, yeah, we didn't really want to trade you anyway.
Right.
And his return to our team makes us better. And it's just like, wait a minute. You traded him. So his return makes you better?
And how
you thought like you were better for him to not be there anymore. And how is another player who's traded away a player of yours for life when you trade him away at age 25 and you wish him best of luck somewhere else? He's ours for life, except for now. This is the part of life where he's not ours. But, you know, when we say for life, like over the long run, he's one of ours, except over the long run, he'll be theirs longer than he is one of ours or was. In the spin machine sometimes.
And is Dalton Connect just like, hey, guys, remember me?
Yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll be shooting some threes.
Yeah.
Connect, like, gave up his apartment and moved out.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah,
Connect was probably going up to LeBron when he saw him again saying, see, and you thought for a split minute, watching all those Tennessee basketball games went for nothing.
Right?
Yeah.
But here I'm back. I'm glad. So aren't you glad you did watch all my college basketball
games?
Do
you think any of these guys on the way out the door told people what they really thought about
him? I mean, yeah. Like,
that's why you can't do that.
F you.
Did they pull a Costanza? Like, do it, Chris.
Cool.
Chris, did they do a Costanza? Like, and then they just show up the
half
next day. Like
nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
That's why you can't tell everybody out the door.
Remember that one time AT&T, they let me go on a Friday and I thought I was gone and then they rehired me later Friday, but I left you saying, all right, man, thank you so much. What if I'd have been like, hey, everybody, and then and then got rehired?
Did he call his landlord and like, so what happened? Yeah,
well, you know what had happened between the let go and the not let go.
You made some calls.
What do you think?
Yeah, that'd be, yeah, my boy Richie.
Get out of here.
Dickie Eyes from Staten Island. He hooked your boy up.
I welcomed you on your first day.
you sure did.
And then
it was a Monday, TJ. We were in Atlanta.
And then he was just telling everybody.
My last day was a Friday.
He effed us all the way out the door. And then he came back like Dalton Connect and started making shots.
I was like, surprise. Surprise, surprise.
Quite a comeback.
How about Karl Anthony Towns practicing for the Knicks? Traveling to go to Indianapolis.
Worry about me.
But works in enough time to zoom in to talk about his Eagles winning it all.
Look, man, that's
wearing an alternate. Was an alternate AJ Brown jersey he was wearing.
So good.
Look, just be happy with your win. Don't, you know, you're trying to clown somebody
by
else.
The way,
just
and don't let his smiling face hide the fact that he's choosing violence at his point of determining. You know that.
Well, I got nothing to fight back with.
And you invited him in studio, too. God bless you.
Well, you know.
Let's make it happen. Love that guy. All right, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Rest of the show's for us to just break down the rest of last night and the rest of the weekend. The great stuff right there.
The worst season 844-204-RICH, ever.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Rich Ackerman right now with a sports update.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. And you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a 5-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC. back and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
It's winter, and you can now get almost anything you need for the coldest months of the year delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a ski slope delivered, but you can get dish soap delivered. Sunshine, that's a no. But a bottle of wine, that's a yes. A snow angel, sorry, no. But angel hair pasta, Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
What does an NFL team get with Jalen Hurts?
Well, I'm a dog, a relentless competitor. And I'm going to work my tail off every day, try to win ball games. I mean, I've done a pretty good job of that. And just most importantly, impacting the people around me to my best ability. I think that's the biggest thing is, can a guy impact guys and bring guys with him? And, you know, just bring a presence about himself to the organization and to the program. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to what the future holds for me, and I'll just continue to work my tail off and try to take steps every day to be the best player, quarterback, and man I can be.
What are you doing in terms of talking to teams? Walk me through how that process is right now for you, Jalen.
Yeah, so kind of like my entire journey. You know, this is another unprecedented aspect. It's unprecedented to see what the world is going through right now. But in terms of me staying communicated with teams, you know, I've been doing FaceTime calls with GMs and coaches and doing Zoom calls with coaches as well, talking ball and doing different things like that. So keeping me very busy with those things. So that's definitely a good thing. So I'm just, you know, controlling what I can like I always have. And moving forward every day.
Any of the teams that you've had a Zoom or a FaceTime chat with, being head coached by a multiple Super Bowl winning coach who's tight with Nick Saban? Have you had a coach conversation with that?
No comment.
Okay. Ooh. I got a Patriot fan on the other side. Do you plead the fifth like Tom Brady, Jalen? So you just did right there.
No comment.
Okay. So what questions are you asked? I mean, what more do you need to, in your estimation, put out there that you're being asked about?
Well, you know, Rich, it's a process, you know, and it's something that I've never experienced, and you know, they pretty much just ask me questions to try and get a better feel of who I am, as a person, as a leader, you know. And they ask talk ball, right? So it's very unique in my position because I've had so many different offensive coordinators, and I've been around so many great minds in the game. So these coaches simply want to, you know what I know. They know I know ball. They know I've been well taught from each and every coach. So me spitting back the things that I know and showing them, you know, that I'm a student of the game and I'm very knowledgeable what I know and what I'm doing.
Jalen Hurts, during COVID, calling us before he's drafted by the Eagles, and what a time to look back on that conversation and have our current state of perspective right here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Radio is going to be rejoining us now. In 30 seconds time, you got a poll question you want to jump in?
I just thought of that. So the 2020 quarterback class, I think, is going to go down as one of the best ever. It's Joe Burrow, Tua, Justin Herbert,
him,
Jordan Love, and Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts now wins a Super Bowl. Which it will be the next from that class to win a Super Bowl?
Okay. I think Burrow will probably win that going away, but we'll see.
They can't play defense.
Well, they didn't this year, but we'll see. But pop it up there, please, at Rich Eisen Show. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, all one big family with our Roku channel feed. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Listen, I love journeys. The journeys are what it's all about. I love what people make of themselves with the opportunities that's placed in front of them. It's why many of us watch sports. And in terms of the 22 years I've been covering the NFL and football, with the NFL Network, and then obviously the 10-plus year history of this program, I got to tell you, one of my favorite journeys of all time to talk about is Jalen Hurts. And I mean, there's nothing like it. There's very little like it. And just to, you know, recap that, here's a kid at Alabama in his sophomore season. It's his team. And in the middle of a national championship game, the greatest of all time, the GOAT in Nick Saban, benches him. The whole country watches him. He's got to sit, and he's got to root on his teammate. And Tua Tagovailoa wins the game in overtime. And Jalen Hurts has got to celebrate with his teammates after being benched. And again, not just by anybody. You want to talk about somebody who would know? It's Nick Saban. And what does Jalen Hurts do? He stays. He stays as the backup. And the SEC championship game rolls around the next year. And guess who gets hurt? Tua. Guess who's got to go in and win the game? Hurts. Guess what Hurts does? Goes in and wins the game. Against Georgia. Not just anybody. Yeah. And then guess what happens in the college football playoff? Thanks, Jalen. Appreciate it. Jalen then goes to Oklahoma. Then he transfers. Then it's time to transfer. He does. And what does he do there? Gets himself on the Heisman Trophy podium in Oklahoma. Oh, so it wasn't what he was doing at Alabama. So the kid has some ability. And who did he lose the Heisman Trophy to? Joe Burrow. That's the only guy who beat him.
Yeah, who had maybe the greatest college football season ever.
Ever?
Yeah.
Ever? Okay. And then Hurts gets drafted in the COVID draft. So you're trying to figure out where you're going, who you're talking to. There really is no usual process because we're all shuttered up in a pandemic. He gets drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles in the second round, and everyone in Philadelphia is like, why? We just signed Carson Wentz to a new big fat contract. And we find out why, because Carson Wentz is suddenly not very good anymore. But even then, Doug Peterson's like, I'm not playing him. Or the front office didn't want to play. I would love to know what was happening around then. Because the wildest sequence plays out when in week 17, on the final game of the year, when we're watching the Washington football team needing to win this game to make the playoffs, right? The Giants are sitting at home at under 500, need the Eagles to win. And the Eagles bench Jalen Hurts in the fourth quarter and put in Nate Sudfeld. And then Doug Peterson gets fired. And everyone's like, what the hell's going on in Philadelphia? And that's the way Jalen Hurts' professional sports career is starting. It's like, okay, so his coach, who won the Super Bowl just a few years ago, he's bounced. Hurts is like pulling, like how many multiple interception games did Wentz have to come up with for Hurts to get a shot? He does. He performs well enough to say he's clearly the guy around here. They bench him in a fourth quarter, the whole country watching. Game 256. And now that guy, Jalen Hurts, is a Super Bowl champion. And not only a Super Bowl champion, the guy who beat him in the Heisman Trophy, he doesn't have a ring. The guy who beat him in the Heisman Trophy in Joe Burrow and Tom Brady, he joined the two of them as the only human beings to ever beat Patrick Mahomes in a playoff game. And he does it in the Super Bowl, in which he's played twice and has been brilliant both times. The first time, you could have made a case that he was the MVP of the game as a losing player. Who says that in this day and age?
That's a fact.
And he leaves the field in that loss amongst the Chiefs confetti and uses that as his home screen to lock his phone for 2 years. And stays steady the entire time. The number of times people are like, he's still not all that. In Philadelphia, you hear it, I'm sure. You hear it everywhere. He's still not all that. And every single time, that's all he does is win. What a journey. He's the guy, not Tua, from that night who's won a Super Bowl first. He's the guy from that night who became the first quarterback in 19 quarterbacks after 18 in a row, went to a Super Bowl, lost it, and never got back. He's the one who broke that. He's the one who stayed resilient enough to break that streak. The last quarterback to lose their first Super Bowl and make it back to a Super Bowl, the last one to do it was Jim Kelly in the 90s. Jalen Hurts did that. Not Tua or Herbert, who was drafted in front of him, or Jordan Love, who he beat in the first round of these playoffs and in the first game of the season. This guy. Unbelievable journey. And he was asked about that. He mentions his journey all the time. Certainly the number of different coordinators he's had. They changed in Alabama when he was there, and then he changed to Oklahoma, and then he goes to Philadelphia, and the coach gets fired, and then the offensive coordinator leaves for the Colts, and then the other one comes and isn't the right guy, and now Kellen Moore's about to leave. He's the constant. This is what he had to say last night.
It's been a very unprecedented journey, and the journey's, you know, it's always the beginning until it's the end. And I think means a lot. Quantifying all that work over the years, embracing everything, taking every challenge head on, and taking every joy and moment of achievement and success head on as well, and processing them all as one.
He doesn't need to read Inner Excellence. Because not only does he have it, he talks like a book like that. How about that? Always the beginning and until it's the end. Right. We had a whole segment on Game Day Morning yesterday, by the way, where the guys had to guess, is this quote from Inner Excellence, or did Jalen Hurts say it?
That's really funny.
We did have that. An entire segment. It was a great, fun
segment.
That's
good. I like that.
And how about this? In terms of anybody who still might not buy it. Because for some reason, you got to figure that that's still out there. You know what I mean? Is he still not bought it, right? His haters. In his first four seasons as a primary starter, okay? What Hurts has now completed. So in his first four seasons as a primary starter, Patrick Mahomes had 49 regular season wins, 4 playoff appearances, 2 Super Bowl appearances, and 1 Super Bowl win. Okay? Remember, 49 regular season wins.
Okay.
4 playoff appearances, so he went 4-for-4. 2 times made the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl once. In his first 4 seasons full as a starter, Mahomes. Hurts, in his first full four seasons as a starter, 45 regular season wins, 4-for-4 in playoff appearances, 2 Super Bowl appearances, 1 Super Bowl win. Same as Mahomes. Same as Mahomes. Jalen Hurts. So there's that. And he joins Montana and Namath, just a couple of other Joes, to have started and starting quarterbacks to win a national championship in college and a Super Bowl as a pro. Jalen Hurts, Joe Namath, Joe Montana. Quarterbacks to have beaten Patrick Mahomes in a playoffs. Tom Brady, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts. Mm. Dude is a winner. He tied John Elway for the most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback in Super Bowl history with 4, trails only Emmitt Smith with 5 as 10. Touchdowns, also became the first quarterback in NFL history with 10 or more career playoff rushing touchdowns. Jalen Hurts is as good as they get through the first 4 years as a starter, and this is the kid who got benched for the whole country to see, and that's how his narrative was born. And he's like, guess what? I'm still writing it. I love his journey. There's not many like it. And he's a Super Bowl champ. Love it. He's tied Kurt Warner and John Elway for the 6th most offensive touchdowns in Super Bowl history with 7. The only ones with more: Staubach, Bradshaw, Mahomes, Montana, and Brady. I mean, this is some pretty select company, don't you think, guys?
Absolutely.
He's great, man. I hope people start talking about him as one of the best in the league. That was one of my topics on Overreaction Monday. You know, top five heading into next year.
You can't argue it. And if you want to, this is what he's got to say in response.
I can't control what these people think, but if it takes all the hate and all the scrutiny and all the different opinions for me to be a world champion, then keep it coming.
Keep it coming. Do you know who has the most rush yards by a quarterback in a Super Bowl game of all time? Jalen Hurts had it last night, 72. Do you know whose record he broke?
His own, right?
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, 71, right?
70 in Super Bowl 57. Yeah. Honestly, that could have broken anybody, right? Hey, you're benched in the national championship game. And then he stuck around. Mm-hmm. And he did nothing until the most important moment against Georgia. And he comes in him. And he does right. it. And it's not like, how do you like me now? Or to hell with you. Yeah. Right? Then he goes to Oklahoma. And he damn near wins the Heisman Trophy. The only reason why he didn't, because Joe Burrow had 60 friggin' touchdowns. And that is not an exaggeration. That's an accurate number. What did he throw?
Yeah.
And he beats the guy that hardly anybody can beat. And he beats Burrow to the championship podium and Tua and Herbert and Love and Lamar and Josh Allen. He beats Purdy to the podium. Keep naming guys he beat to the podium.
Everybody.
All right. He's beaten Dak to the podium.
Daniel Jones.
Well, I mean, Derek Carr. I mean, you could keep going on with the guys who have been successful in this league. Jared Goff. You know, he beats Goff to the podium. I mean, it's kind of crazy. Wentz could have had another ring last night, and the Eagles denied it.
Guys, Kenny Pickett is a Super Bowl champion.
Kenny Pickett,
show some respect.
Kenny Pickett took the victory formation on this game.
Crazy.
Can't make it up.
Wealth building expert Candy Valentino paves the path to success.
I'm sorry, you're a human with a heart and lungs. There's no price tag that you can put on a service that you offer. And everyone that I know, every entrepreneur, they all have one common goal. You want to strive to be like the Ritz-Carlton of your industry. Do the work, take the time to really understand and master these things. It's really essential to your path for success.
The Candy Valentino Show. Time to invest in your future. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.